Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is Maria Lee live right now. This is a study group for the healthy talk. And right now I'm looking at two books in front of me. How to Raise a Healthy Child Inside of Your Doctor and Cure the Incurable. I bought this book many years ago, and I'm looking at it in spite of the situation we're going through right now. The first one that I want to talk about a little bit is How to Raise a Child in Spite of Your Doctor. One of the things that really struck me out of this book was when I first started looking at it many years ago. In the first chapter, I believe, it says, I'm looking for it right now. Sorry, my son distracted me asking me a question about something irrelevant. But I'm looking for the sentence, and now for some odd reason I can't find it. The first thing that struck me about it was the fact that it's basically saying, just because you take your child to the doctor, the title, doesn't mean your child's going to be healthy. So let's keep your child healthy despite what the doctor is telling you. And that was one of the main things that struck me, because you're in life, you grow up in mainstream, you basically are saying that doctors are the ones making you sick. Why are you going to them? So that is the thing that struck me the most. And then I believe it's chapter 20, page 254, it says, there are two major categories of disease that are unique to those who seek medical treatment, and particularly to those who are hospitalized as a result. You may have never heard of either of them because their names are rarely used by doctors in the presence of their patients. Why? Because iatrogenic is the term applied to illnesses and injuries by doctors, and nosocomial is the term used to describe infections acquired by patients after they enter a hospital. Both constitute major threats to your child if you permit him to be hospitalized. This was back in, what year was this book published? This book was published in 1984. So in 1984, about 2 million Americans are admitted to hospitals each year for the treatment of one ailment and end up with another. The illnesses acquired in the hospital prove to be fatal to as many as 20,000 of them. The number who contract nosocomial illnesses equals to about 5% of hospital admissions. In other words, if your child enters the hospital with one disease, the chances are 1 in 20 that he will contract another one before he is released. If any of you know me, anyone that's listening to this, one of the places that I've worked at for multiple years was the hospital. And not so much in the psychiatric unit. I've worked in the psychiatric unit. But when I worked in the, on the floors, what I did was I used to visit people in multiple places, whether it was the emergency room, the psychiatric unit, the intensive care unit, the cardiac floor, the regular floor, the floor for children. I visited every single hospital, every single part of the hospital, basically. From patient financial services, because that's where my office was, to social worker meetings, to different parts of the hospital. And in it, I discovered that, yes, it is true. You go in there for one reason, let's say appendicitis, and you may stay there for MRSA, I think it was called, which is the disease where you have antibiotic resistance. I saw people go in with a simple appendicitis and stay there for 2 weeks or longer because they have some sort of antibiotic resistance disease. Personally, when I was admitted to the hospital one of the last times, I was admitted for surgery. I was very strict. I didn't want no dairy. I was absolutely adamant that they would give me any type of dairy or anything that contained dairy in it or anything that contained animal products that minimized it as much as possible. The other thing that I was very, very strict about is about consuming antibiotics. So I had the surgery. I had the antibiotics while I was in the hospital because they were given to me intravenously, and they would have just considered me crazy. So when I released from the hospital, I told the doctor to describe the medications to me and their purpose, and one of the medications that he gave me was antibiotics. So I said to him, well, you can keep that one. I'm not taking antibiotics. And the doctor looked at me like I was crazy and I had three heads. And I said to him that I'm not taking them. And he looked at me and he was like, why did you get an infection? And I'm like, well, if I get an infection, then I would take them. And then he says, well, at that time, it might be too late. And I said, well, what if I don't get an infection? I'm just killing my good flora, my good bacteria. To make the story short, I went back into the hospital for my follow-up visit, and my swelling had gone down. I never took any antibiotics. I didn't have an infection. And the doctor says to me, wow, you're looking good. I really thought you not taking these antibiotics is really going to do something to you. Most people, when they come back all swollen up and feeling all sorts of weird and all sorts of different problems. But you're looking, you know, you're looking good. And I was just so happy that he would say that to me. And that my decision to stay away from dairy and to stay away from the antibiotics was correct. And to add to the fact that I wasn't eating carcass, meaning meat and all the other stuff that I had stopped eating at that time in 2006. So I healed nicely from that surgery. And I took care of myself not to get involved in that hospital environment. And I knew from working in the hospitals what to avoid and what to stay away from, and to be as strict and as good as I could be to actually retain that attitude and that behavior. Trying to see if anybody has joined me here, because this is a study group, and the purpose of the study group for me is to go over information like this and see what are the decisions that we're making that are making us sicker and that are making us not do too well. So if you're listening and if you have a question or if you want to discuss something, I would definitely love to hear from you. And I would really, really be happy if you called in, if you let me know what's going on, what are your thoughts, what are you thinking. So definitely be part of this. Anyway, the other book I wanted to look at was Cured the Incurable. One of the reasons is because this book talks about fighting uric acid, fighting osteoporosis, fighting back pains, bad weather, reversing cancer, and other health issues. It talks about the healing power of apples. And apples are really good to eat when they're in season. Everything is really good to eat. Right now we're going into spring. And spring is a time where we get a lot of sprouts. And sprouts is the best thing to eat during this time. Little greens, little sprouts. Those are things that are going to be freely available during this time of the year. So in order to help during this time of the year is to look at the season and look at what grows in your area. And sprouts are the best thing to eat during this time of the year, during the season. So next time I come to the group, it's going to be hopefully next Sunday. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do another call during the week. I would love to be able to talk to other people and to get opinions and information regarding what's going on. How are we dealing with everything? How are we dealing with this lockdown that is forced on us? And how we can improve our health, improve our situation? And what are you doing to improve your health and improve your situation? One of the other things that I eat healthy. Eat according to season. Eat according to what's going on. Because plants and vegetables respond to that seasonal thing. And when you're in a plant-based diet, that is what your body craves. It craves to be in touch with nature and in touch with whatever's going on. It craves to connect, and it craves to be part of that particular particular thing. So since I don't have anybody to talk to and I don't have a lot of time right now, I am going to cut this conversation short right here. I hope that whoever is listening to me and you do have this, you can send me a message to one of my pages, either Be Healthy or Bungalow Health Coach. I do sell essential oils, and I also sell juice pills. My point with the essential oils is that they are a natural way to restore your health, to self-medicate, that doesn't have any serious side effects. You can basically put one or two drops on your skin with a carrier oil, without, they say to do it with a carrier oil, and you shouldn't really be touching essential oils. And you can diffuse them. You can diffuse them in the rooms. You can diffuse them in different ways. You can also mix them, spray them, do so many things with the essential oils. And they improve your vibration. They raise your vibration, which is very important to attract positive things and positive creations into your life and change your mental status. And the other thing that I promote is juice pills. These are little capsules that are whole food supplements. They're not really vitamins. And what they do is they supplement your food. You take a pill here and there whenever you want, whenever you're feeling or whenever you're not feeling great. Most of the time I am feeling great and I don't have a problem. Very rarely I don't feel great. And these little things help you because they're supplementing your food. They're whole food supplements. What they do is they take the fruits and vegetables and they squeeze the juice out of them and they mix them together, the pulp, and they put the pulp with the juice in capsules. After they extract the juice and they extract the nutrients as the juice, they mix them back together and put them back in the capsule. It's amazing how this works. And there's multiple studies backing up the juice plus. You can see them for yourself. My particular link is mokroba.juiceplus.com. You can see the study there and look at it for yourself. It is very, very, very good. Either way, I'm leaving it here. Thank you very much for listening. And if you want to send me a message, send me a message to through my webpage, monclovahealthcoach.com. That is spelled monclovahealthcoach.com. There's a contact me form on there. Please do not spam me. I have 3 kids and I really have limited time to just play around. Thank you. Have a great day.